Blog Talk Radio.
Far reaches of the known universe, we are proud to present Brother Harold Muhammad, soldier, scientist, scholar. Blog Talk Radio's finest, not so mad science, on Black Hole Radio.
Assalamu alaikum, and welcome to tonight's edition of Not So Mad Science here on the Black Hole Radio Network. Once again, with your host, Brother Harold Muhammad, coming to you live from the city of Detroit, and distinctly because Berry Gordy took Motown to L.A., Detroit has not lost its soul. I want to greet you all again in the Muslim greeting of peace and paradise. Assalamu alaikum. I'm doing that because tonight is a special program where we will discuss and review a total eclipse of the sun. So for those of you out there in the listening audience, if you'd like to call in and make your own comments based on tonight's discussion, that call-in number is 563-999-3089. I invite you one and all to call in and to share your thoughts, your views, your understanding, so we can have a full and detailed discussion and not just the ramblings, as some would say, of a madman. Yes, I have been called a madman. I have been called a demagogue. I have been called a rabble rouser and a troublemaker. What I have never been called is one who has not understood the science of things. So we're going to look at that great celestial event that took place yesterday. Today on August 21st, 2017, called the total eclipse. An eclipse, by definition, is defined as an obscuring of the light from one celestial body by the passage of another between it and the observer, or between it and its source of illumination. Now, I want you to remember that definition, because we're going to get into the ecclesiastical understanding, the spiritual viewpoint of that obscuring of the light. As a verb, eclipse means to obscure the light. Okay? Now, there are other meanings. But it's this verb tense that is of specific importance to me. As a noun, it also means a loss of significant or significance of power or prominence in relation to another person or thing. As a verb, it also means to deprive of significant power or prominence. If we are to take a socio-political or a socio-economic view of this celestial event called an eclipse and apply it to a people here in this wilderness called North America, one could say concretely that the black man and woman of America have been in an eclipse. We have been obscured of the light from that celestial body that passes by above our heads. And I do not speak of the S-U-N, but that S-O-N, the Son of Man, which is the source of light by which all spiritual meaning, all spiritual significance, all spiritual wonder has function and purpose, as that light is bathed across the people to give meaning, function, and purpose to their lives. One could argue that the black man and woman have been deprived of significance, power, or prominence as a result of that obscuring, that eclipse of the sun. It causes one to wonder and to think, is the eclipse simply a celestial event that happens, or is there purpose and significance to that eclipse that in the modern context many don't look and ignore what's in front of their face? So that begs the question, if there is socio-political, socio-theological, socio-economic meaning to the passing of the solar eclipse on August 21st, 2017, can we look back in history and find this event and see meaning, function, and purpose? Okay, let's do that. The last total eclipse of the sun to cross these United States of America took place in 1979. What relevant points of interest took place in 1979 that indicate the presence of God in the world? Well, let's take a look. It was in 1979, during the month of January. But see, we got to be clear about this. It wasn't just 1979. It was February 26th, 1979. Savior's Day, the day of gathering for Muslims here in North America, under the guidance and the leadership of the eternal leader of the Nation of Islam, now headed by Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, in the absence of his teacher, our father, our friend, our guide, and only in his temporary absence. That was on February 26, 1979, that there was a total eclipse of the sun here in America. So as we look at 1979 and we begin to build up to that day of the total eclipse 26 years ago in 1979, or rather a little bit more than three decades ago, I'm sorry, what was taking place? The Vietnam War was still on. a war that we should not have been party to. It was on January 8th that the Vietnamese troops overtook the Khmer Rouge and began to occupy Phnom Penh. It was also in January of 1979 that there was a record blizzard that struck the Midwest, killing over 100 people. It echoes in my ears and in my brain like a ping pong ball constantly hitting back and forth along the table. Watch the weather. January 12th, 1979, a record blizzard kills over 100 people in the Midwest. It was January 16th that the promise was kept with regards to the country of Iran, that the Ayatollah Khomeini removed from power Mohammad Reza Pahlavi, known as the Shah of Iran, the Shah who was put into power by the United States. He left Iran and ran to Egypt during what is told as the Iranian Revolution. It was a major blow for Muslims around the world, because just as on January 16th, the Shah was removed from power, it was 4 days later, on January 20th, that 1 million Iranians marched into Tehran in a show of support for the exiled Ayatollah Khomeini, the fundamentalist Muslim leader who is the supreme leader of Iran at that time in 1979. It was also on January 21st, 1 day later, that the planet Neptune becomes outermost planet, because Pluto in its orbit moves in closer. I'm making my way toward a point here. I'm going to bring it up after I bring up a couple other things here, where science and spirituality, heavenly and celestial events, collide. It was also in January of 1979 that then Pope John Paul II made his first overseas trip as the Supreme Pontiff, a trip that he made apologetically. And if we look at his transition to become the Supreme Pontiff, he was the 264th Pope. It is interesting that number 26 and the number 4. It was on January 25th that the first documented case of a robot killing a human being took place in the United States. There are things that are taking place that we must have to pay attention to. Oh, everyone's so glad to see the eclipse, but you're not looking at the significance of and the importance of the eclipse and what it symbolizes. It was on January 30th of 1979 that the country of Zimbabwe, formerly known as Rhodesia, began to put in place and agrees to a new constitution. But just as in January, where the Ayatollah Khomeini became the supreme leader of Iran, he did not go back to Iran, into the city of Tehran. It wasn't until February 1st that his 15-year exile was over. There's something strange and peculiar taking place in the heavens. Something strange and wonderful. It was on February 8th that the United States performed a nuclear test at its Nevada test site. Those who are of age and old enough to remember and to understand, we look back and we think that nuclear testing was no longer required. The bomb was already here. What did we test for? But they're still testing. It was on February 11th of 1979 that the Ayatollah Khomeini officially takes power of Iran. It was on February 13th that the Hood Canal Bridge in the state of Washington falls apart in a windstorm. And on February 14th, in Kabul, U.S. Ambassador to Muslim Afghanistan was kidnapped. Adolf Dubs, and he was later killed during a gunfight between the kidnappers and the police, but it was not the kidnappers' bullets who killed him. Interesting. On February 16th, the USSR performed a test at its Eastern Kazakhs Semipalatinsk plant. They perform a nuclear test. China then invades Vietnam, marking the start of the Sino-Vietnamese War. I'm coming to a point here as we get to February 26th. It is also on February 18th, that a most peculiar thing not seen in centuries, millennia, happened in the Sahara Desert. Snowfall in the Sahara Desert took place on February 18th. We're here where spirituality, politics, celestial events collide to let you know that God is a man by the name of Frank Peterson Jr. is named the first black general in the Marine Corps. Now, something that just seems totally out of place and insignificant does mean a lot when you look at the price paid. On February 24th, the highest price ever paid for a pig of $42,500 took place in Stanford, Texas. And then on February 26th, a total eclipse of the sun. So if we look at the events leading up to the solar eclipse, we see celestial events, we see political events, we see spiritual events, each marking toward a particular time. Each individually means nothing, but looked at as a collective means something. If we use the definition of eclipse in its proper context, this obscuring of the light, but to obscure something doesn't mean to totally hide it. The sun is not completely gone. There is reflected light still yet visible. The halo of light is still yet visible. In this instance, it's not called the halo, but the corona. As a people here in North America, we have been deprived of significance. We've been deprived of power. We've been deprived of prominence, equality. Where obscure means to block out social equality and the light it produces. What light have we lost? It is the light and the power of God in our presence that has been exercising these efforts by one man on another. On August 21st, we witnessed what is likely to be one of the biggest cosmic events of most of our lifetime. The solar eclipse was visible from just about everywhere in the United States. And it was the first to cross from coast to coast in almost 100 years. Those that were fortunate enough, if you look at it that way, to be directly under the eclipse's direct path, witnessed the phenomenon of totality, meaning there was no light. It went completely dark for roughly 3 full minutes. But despite that excitement and that wonder, we must take note, because it is exceedingly interesting to see that historically, eclipses have been known to be a bit unsettling, particularly in light of the fact when we look back almost 3 decades to see the events which took place around that eclipse. There is a lecture that I have done called How Do You Turn a God into a Slave? How do you turn a rational man into a babbling fool? When you suddenly remove the source of energy, and that source of energy is gone, the light appears to disappear. That generates fear, disorientation, confusion, panic, despair, depression. certainly the ancients who lacked understanding, eclipses were aligned with a term used by Stephanie Ludwig, the director of spiritual wellness at Canyon Ranch in Tucson, Arizona. She says the ancient eclipses were associated with dark mysticism or ominous prophecies. Kings dying. Hold, time out. The Shah of Iran didn't die when he was deposed, but he certainly had to get the hell up out of there. Whole cities burning to the ground. Is America being punished now for its moral failings and lack of intestinal fortitude and character? To quote Stephanie Ludwig, she says, even modern scientifically minded humans who have experienced a total eclipse admit that the event is unlike anything they've ever witnessed. An almost spiritual occurrence that transcends logical understanding. Well, during the process of the eclipse, there is a distinct drop in the overall temperature that can be unsettling to some. There is this deep panic that sets in as the world, particularly with those who understand, changes in a way it's not supposed to. All of a sudden, it feels like you're standing on another planet, according to Michelle Thaler, a NASA astronomer who saw her first eclipse while visiting Egypt in 2006. Why is that important now? Because we're on the verge. As this eclipse came in, it is a harbinger, a warner. The horn of Gideon to bring us to understanding that we're about to go into a spiritual eclipse. Pardon me. A social flip-flop. Logical quandary. Where the light will be temporarily obscured. It is interesting to note that the eclipse, if you were directly in its path, the light was obscured in totality for 3 minutes. For those of us in the Nation of Islam who believe, we are about to experience a 3-year loss and obscuring of the light. Do we panic because the light is obscured? Hell no. Why? Because we can sustain ourselves with the light we have been given. Not only to just light our own way, but to light the way of the rest of Black America that will follow us in this time of darkness that's about to fall. What time is that? That time is a 3-year period when the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan will have to ascend to see his teacher and to come back and to blow the horn of the final call to let us know that the day has arrived. For those who believe, there are many different cultural and spiritual understandings of the significance of astronomical events like a solar eclipse. But if we look at the data, we are told that on the day that the Jesus of 2,000 years ago transpired, at his murder, there was a solar eclipse that day. There was an earthquake that day. There was a tsunami which rang around the world on that day. Check the record. Therefore, our interior landscape, our hearts, our spirits, our minds, our thoughts, our lives can't but be impacted by such a dramatic change in the outer landscape of the celestial and social events which surround us, which is dictated by the science of our time. So, to quote Stephanie Ludwig once again, she says, one, to attach metaphorical significance and apply it to your own life. While an eclipse is certainly a scientifically verifiable event, it is up to each of us to decide what meaning and significance we will attribute to it spiritually. Well, in the Nation of Islam, we have been warned, we have been told to study and to prepare ourselves for the 3-year absence of our teacher. Because the light will be obscured. Thus, it will be the reflected light which resides in us. That light that we've been taught to have will begin to show forth and guide the way for those who look for us, to us, for guidance. How strong is your foundation? To put the eclipse into a perspective, this kind of solar event is a reminder of the spectacular and sacred word of those who are worthy of honor and respect, Muhammad, the nature of the planet that we inhabit. It puts us in our place significantly to know who Master Farid Muhammad, that great one that came to find that which was lost, to raise one and turn him into a god, to know that ye are all gods, children of the Most High God. When we look at the time of his coming here to North America, there's always been major celestial events to mark that time. Pluto was discovered upon his coming, celestial event. The most significant rainstorm in the state of New York, in the city of New York history, took place on the day that he arrived. We must always consider the historical context and the ancient spiritual meanings behind these things as we travel through time to the current time to see where we are and this celestial event that took place. So I thank writers like the writer of this particular article in Vogue magazine, who did time to do the research. Christina Perez, to look at August 21st for what it is. It is a sign of a day about to come, an obscuring of the light of the S-O-N of man. This is Not So Mad Science with your host, Brother Harold Muhammad, here on the Black Hole. We'll be right back. So enjoy this piece of heavenly music. Let's take a look here. Ah, don't let me down. Here we go. Because if I could build my whole world around you, your name would be Ms. Muhammad.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do
Welcome back, welcome back. This is Not So Mad Science with your host, Brother Harold Muhammad, here on the Black Hole Radio Network. I have not received any calls tonight. In any other circumstance, I might be disappointed, but not this particular one. I'm not disappointed because I think that with all the callers that I see listed here, that people are wondering, thinking. So I'm wondering, what else happened February 26, 1979? It was a Monday, if I'm not mistaken. But what was the state of Black America on that day? What happened? This came out in New York in a fight to get. Where were you on that day? Then President Jimmy Carter was on that day. Ask yourself what your condition on that day. You need to ask since that day. Are Black people in any better condition now than they were in 1979? Think you can say that you are in a better state of mind, socially, emotionally. At that time, the National Urban League was headed by a man by the name of James D. Williams. Was he effective in doing his job? A recent study from the Economic Policy Institute showed that Black and white wages today is larger than it was in 1979. Stands to reason, we were better off then than we are now. You got to look at yourself. We have to look at ourselves and question who the hell and what the hell do you intend to do with yourself? Get right with God, the place. There won't be a Korean bomb, Russian bomb, boob bomb, portal bomb, no kind of bomb dropped on America. We need not ever fear that kind of war outside our own doors. The biggest war we have. How strong is your foundation? Can you survive the war? And if each individual person is at war with themselves, their own ignorance, their own weakness, their own cowardice, their own negativity, then as a social construct called a country, that country is all at war with itself. It's politics. It's political economics. It's industry. It's capitalism. All of it will. We know that America is on its way down. Question you got to ask, how do we know? Well, if America is described historically as that modern-day Roman Empire, Rome must fall. Carolina and the event that took place there. And when you listen to the words of our president, he condoned the insanity. Not 1 week before that, maybe 10 days, let's say, he approved of and encouraged those who are officers of the law to break the law, to harm those whom they are charged to arrest. But an arrest does not mean you're guilty. In a paper titled Chicago Journals, Self-Perceptions of Black America, Self-Esteem and Personal Efficacy, authored by Michael Hughes and David H. Demo, is a paper published by the Chicago Press. This study says, this study examines the determinants of personal self-esteem, racial self-esteem, personal efficacy in a national sample of Black Americans. The findings show that the three dimensions are interrelated and each is anchored in interpersonal relationships with family and friends. However, the three dimensions are produced by fundamentally different processes. Personal self-esteem is most strongly influenced by the micro-social relationship, family, friends, and community, while personal efficacy is generated through experiences in social embedded in macro-social systems of social inequality. We conclude that Black self-esteem is insulated from systems of racial inequality, while personal efficacy is not, and suggest that this explains why Black Americans have relatively high self-esteem but low personal efficacy. The belief that racial discrimination rather than individual failure accounts